Okay, so this is what's called a passive muscle visualization relaxation exercise, for short called PMR. And it's a visualization relaxation exercise. So what I'd like you to do is just make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs, uncross your arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And if you feel comfortable, just allow your eyes to close as you snuggle your body into a comfortable position. So when you're about to practice this exercise, it's ideal to be able to go somewhere where you think you won't be disturbed, or to put a note on your door that you're busy doing an exercise for like 30 minutes. Somewhere you don't think you'll be disturbed. So if you're using your phone to practice this exercise, maybe putting it on the airplane mode so no calls or texts disturb you. So wherever you are, it can be in a car, in a barn, anywhere where you can find some peace, some quiet, where you can be comfortable, you can practice this exercise anywhere. And at first, often until people become really familiar with the exercise, often we have to follow along with the recording. So this exercise is geared towards bringing up a great sense of calm, relaxation, detachment from the world around that can make us feel like we're living in a bubble for as long as we wish to enjoy that. And that sense of calm, peace, and relaxation, that detachment from the world around, can help us bring about more stillness of mind, more calm in our body, and to help rid our body of some stress, some distress, some anger, just rid our mind and rid our body. So what I'd like you to do at first, with your eyes closed, just breathing ever so slowly in through your nose, as slow as you can, taking that breath all the way in so you feel that sense of fullness in your chest. You're not forcing it, you're not making it uncomfortable, but you're breathing ever so slowly all the way in. And then once you've taken a full breath in, just let that breath out. Ever so slowly, let that breath leave your body, exhaling it out, noticing your ribs relaxing all the way down. And then once you feel like you've fully emptied your lungs, breathing ever so slowly in, as slow as you can, breathing it in, breathing in comfortably, only as much air as feels comfortable for you. Breathing so slowly in, comfortable sense of fullness, and letting that breath all the way out. Good. And again, when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing ever so slowly in, feeling the ribs expand as you take that breath in. And then when you can't fit any more breath in, but it still feels comfortable, you can let that breath go ever so slowly, letting that breath all the way out. And just like the strokes on a horse, breathing ever so slowly in, and then as you let that breath out, stroking in a different direction all the way out. And your breathing becomes as slow and rhythmic as the movements of your brush across the horse, seeing the hair on the horse change direction, change color as you breathe one direction. As you breathe in and move the brush in one direction. And then as you breathe out and move the breath and the brush in a different direction. Not too dissimilar than the waves of an ocean rolling in and out to shore. Rolling in as you breathe in, all the way in. And then rolling out, back out to the ocean as you breathe all the way out. Whatever rhythmic pattern is soothing and pleasing to you, just allow your mind and your breath to settle into a rhythmic pattern. Breathing in, moving your brush, feeling that fullness, calm, easy breath in, and breathing all the way out. And then as you breathe in, imagine your breath breathing in that nourishing oxygen, breathing that nourishing oxygen into your lungs. It circulates around your lungs and then throughout your blood, moving throughout every part of your body, nourishing your muscles, your tendons, all the way from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. That oxygen moves around your body, nourishing your tendons, your muscles. Every fiber is nourished, and the muscles relax and lengthen with every breath in. And with every breath out, you're releasing the carbon dioxide out into the air, releasing tension and tightness. And that tension and tightness ever remaining in your body flows downwards out the tips of your toes, flows out the top of your head, and it leaves your body. All the tension and tightness you no longer need leaves your body, evaporating, moving downwards and upwards with every exhalation. And all the tension and tightness in every different part of your body begins to evaporate, dissipate, leave your body more and more. And then as you take your next breath in, really focus on breathing in that nourishing oxygen that your brain, that your body needs for rejuvenation of the cells, for calming the tummy, for stilling the mind. That nourishing oxygen enters your body all the way down. And then with every exhalation, you just release all the unnecessary tension and tightness. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, you breathe in a calming, soothing energy. And not only does that calming, soothing energy enter through your breath, it rolls downwards over the tops of your head, over your forehead. That calming, soothing energy flows downwards around your eyes, relaxing the muscles at the corners of your eyes, relaxing the muscles in the forehead, around the eyes, flowing downwards ever so slowly to the cheeks, allowing the tension in the jaw to smooth out and relax. Noticing any tension and tightness in the jaw, and just letting the jaw separate and drop down. Relax. And that wave of calm just flows down the body, moving any tension and tightness all the way down and out the tips of the toes. You're becoming one with the movement of the breath, one with the movement of the brush, and any stressful thoughts or feelings just evaporate and disappear as you release them with every exhalation, and you let it flow downwards and out the tips of your toes and out the top of your head, leaving your body little by little so that you can enjoy some stillness, some calm, some peacefulness. And so as you take your next long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in that nourishing oxygen, breathing it all the way into your lungs, letting it move throughout your body and your blood, to your brain, to all the muscles, tendons, ligaments. Breathing it down into your tummy, letting your whole body be nourished by the oxygenated blood. Your breathing becomes slow and rhythmic, and that calm, soothing energy again flows downwards from the top of your head, over your forehead, around your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. Letting your jaw separate, relax, flowing downwards over your neck. Noticing any spots of tension or tightness in the back of the neck, in the front of the neck. Notice any tension in the jaw where you may have been clenching. And just allow your jaw to relax, to loosen, to soften. And allow any tightness and tension to float away from your body, to evaporate, to dissolve, to float out the top of your head or all the way down your body and out the tips of your toes, floating all the way down, leaving your body. And then when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, really breathing in that nourishing oxygen, enjoying it as it moves in through your nose, down into your chest, feeling the slight expansion in your ribs, imagining that oxygenated blood moving throughout your body, nourishing your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, moving into your brain, allowing your thoughts to slow down as if you're really not thinking about much at all. The mind is always busy, but as we focus more and more on the breath, on the breathing in, the letting go of tension, tightness, stress, anger, pain, and distress, we can still our mind a little bit more. Each and every time we practice, we can let go a little more tension, tightness, pain, distress, sadness, loneliness. We can let it go a little bit more each and every time. And we can find different ways to honor our pain and our loss. Different ways to honor our anger, our frustration, our sadness. Ways that are more manageable. Ways that lead us to action and eventually a sense of peace and oneness. So as you take your next long, slow, deep breath, really breathe in that soothing wave of oxygen. Breathe it deep down to your ribs. Allow that wave of healing energy to flow over the top of your head, around your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, down over the neck, the front and the back, down into your shoulders, and let your shoulders drop down, releasing tension, releasing tightness. And then exhale, let go of tension, tightness, let go of any distress you no longer wish or need in this moment. Just allow it to exhale out, evaporate, dissipate, dissolve. Just let go of any distress you no longer need in this moment. And allow yourself to enjoy a moment of calm, stillness, peace, and quiet. And then when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in more nourishing oxygen, breathing it all the way in, and imagining that wave of calmness, stillness, calm and quiet, flowing downwards, that healing energy flowing down over your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, over your neck, down into your shoulders, down into your upper arm, your forearm, your hand, releasing the fingers, allowing them to relax. And eventually you may notice sensations of either numbness, tingling, heaviness or lightness in the fingertips. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to enjoy it. Allow yourself to enjoy a sense of peace, calm, heaviness, lightness, coolness or warmth, whatever you feel, whatever you notice. And then exhaling out and releasing and letting go of any tension, tightness, distress you don't need in this moment. You can let it go. Let it leave your body, leave your chest, leave your tummy, and allow your thoughts to settle, to still, to go a little more quiet. Good. And as you're ready, in your time, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Breathe in all the way in and let that cooling, warming, soothing energy flow over your head, your neck, your shoulders. Let it flow over your chest and down your arms to the tips of your toes. Let it settle down between the ribs, allowing the ribs to relax. The small muscles between the ribs, letting those muscles relax so you can breathe more easily in and out, more calmly in and out, so that eventually the stomach, all the muscles in the tummy can relax, to soften, to soothe out. And you can feel the muscles in the tummy starting to relax. And any tightness or tension, maybe it's perceived as a ball or a heaviness in your tummy, can start to lessen, can start to loosen. And then as you exhale, you breathe out, letting go of tightness, tension, sadness, anger. Whatever you don't need right now, you can let it flow all the way down and out the tips of your toes. You can exhale it out. And a sense of calm, soothing, healing energy will replace it. And eventually, your whole body may begin to feel lighter, warmer, cooler, or perhaps heavier. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. Allow yourself to experience whatever sense of relaxation, calm, quiet, peace that you can experience in this moment as it is for you today. And then as you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Taking that breath in, all the way in, as deep as you can go, comfortably, easily, peaceful breath. And letting that breath go. Let go of tension and tightness in the shoulders and the chest and the tummy. And allowing that calming, soothing energy to flow over your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your tummy, down your arms. You may begin to notice it flowing over your hips, over your quads and your hamstrings at the tops of the legs. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be pleasantly surprised by whatever sense of calm, quiet, peacefulness, stillness you can experience today. Whatever it is, regardless if it's slight, if it's moderate, if it's substantial, just allow yourself to experience whatever little bit of peace, whatever little bit of calm, quiet, stillness you can experience today. That's all that's important. You needn't think you have to force it or make it happen. A little bit is all that's important. A little bit more than yesterday, a little bit more than the day before is really all that's important. So breathe in nice and deep and slow in, as deep as you can. Soothing, comforting waves of relaxation, and exhaling and letting it go. Letting go of any tightness you can in the hands and the arms, any tightness in the chest and the shoulders, any tightness in the tummy, anything you can let go of is wonderful. Good. Breathing in another breath of calm, soothing energy, of nourishing oxygen, breathing it all the way in. All the way in down to the tips of the toes. And letting go. Letting go of tightness and tension. Any remaining tension and tightness in the chest, in the tummy, in the legs, in the shins, in the feet. And as you take your next breath in, I want you to imagine a safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that may be. It may be feeling oneness with a horse in your safe place in the barn. It may be imagining you're floating in the clouds above the trees. It may be floating on a lake or an ocean, floating on a mountaintop. But wherever you imagine, floating in your safe, comfortable place, just imagine whatever sensation of floating you can today, a sensation of not a care in the world, you're taking time just for you. Time just for you to enjoy a little peace and quiet, a little stillness in your mind and your body. So in this safe, comfortable, happy place, whatever comes to mind today is good enough. It doesn't have to be perfect. In this place that's safe and calm and quiet, imagine the things you can see in your safe, comfortable, happy place. It could be a blue of the sky. It could be a stillness in the trees. It could be a breath, breathing of the horse. whatever you imagine. It could be completely imaginary and not even real. Imagine all the things you can see, the colors, the shapes, the images, whatever comes to mind. Just allow yourself to bring into your imagination all the things that can become part of your safe, comfortable, happy place. In addition, in your safe, comfortable place, imagine the things you would hear, whether it's the breath of the horse, the sound of the wind in the trees, a stillness or a quiet, the movement of a lake or an ocean, the sound of birds. Whatever you imagine, just bring into your safe, comfortable place anything that would be calming to hear, soothing to hear, peaceful to hear. In addition, imagine the things you would smell in your safe, comfortable, happy place. Pleasing senses, smells. Pleasing smells that have positive memories, whatever they may be. Imagine bringing that into your safe, comfortable place. Pleasing smells. Then imagine the things you would feel with your hands in your safe, comfortable, happy place. Whatever they may be. It could be a warmth, it could be a temperature, it could be a texture, it could be a thing, a person, or an animal. Just imagine what you would feel using your hands in your safe, comfortable, happy place. In addition to that, the things, emotions you would feel in your body, what is the energy, what is the emotion you would feel in your body in your safe, comfortable, happy place? Allow yourself to intensify that sensation, that emotion. Allow it to spread over your entire body. Allow yourself to enjoy it. Really immerse yourself in that sensation, that emotion. And bring to mind a word that symbolizes your safe, comfortable, happy place. Whatever word comes to mind need not be perfect. Just allow that word to crystallize in your mind. So as I'm quiet, take a few moments to really take time out for you as you enjoy all the senses, sensations, experiences, sights and sounds, the feelings of your safe, comfortable place. As you take just a few more moments to enjoy this wonderful vacation in your mind, vacation away from the world around, vacation away from everything, where you can bring some stillness and quiet to your experience.
could.
And as you practice this exercise a few times a week, you'll notice that it gets easier to quiet the mind. It gets easier to bring back the sensations of the safe, comfortable, happy place. The sensations, the images come back to you more readily, so that eventually all you'll need to do is focus on the words, focus on the images, the sensations, the feelings in your body, and you'll be able to recreate these sensations you now feel a lot easier, a lot more quickly. And because of that, you'll feel more steady in your existence as you go through the day. You'll feel a little bit more aware and in control of your thoughts and your emotions. But better yet, you'll be better able to take time out for you, regardless of whether it's 5 minutes, 10, 20 minutes, or 30. And this deep sense of relaxation, be it mild, moderate, or substantial you feel right now, will grow stronger, and you'll feel it more readily, and it'll last longer. So just take a moment today before you open your eyes and you return to the room around you to reflect upon how the difference you feel right now compared to when you started this exercise. The difference you feel in your chest, in your tummy, in your body. The difference you notice in your mind. Notice whatever differences you notice. Things may feel a little quieter, a little calmer, a little stiller. You may be just a little more aware of tension and tightness in your body. A little more aware of some of the emotions you are feeling. A little more aware of how the thoughts can run. A little more impressed, perhaps, by your ability to bring just a little more stillness to your experience. Whatever difference you notice, just allow yourself to be pleasantly surprised. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.